Masechet Berachot, Perek Bet, Mishnah Zayin. Again, another Mishnah is going to talk about Rabban Gamliel and how he had a certain practice that was different personally than what he taught to his Talmidim. Mishnah says, Ukeshemet Tavi Avdo. When his servant named Tavi passed away, Kibel Alav Tanhumin. He accepted condolences from people for the passing of Tavi. And that means, in the old custom was, when a person was returning from the keved, when he was returning from the burial, there would be a line of people that he would pass in front of, and they would offer him condolences and try and make him feel a little bit better. And his students told him, Amru lo talmidav, lo limatanu rabbeinu she'en mekabelin tanchumin al ha'avadim. His students told him, Rabbi, didn't you tell us that you're not supposed to accept condolences for your avadim? Avadim are not one of your family members. You'd only accept tanhumin for one of your family members that your lo alenu was sitting for. So why are you accepting tanhumin for Tavi, your slave? Amar lahem, he answered them, and Tavi avdi kishar kol ha'avadim kasher haya. Tavi was not like all other slaves. I understand the regular slave, you won't accept it. You don't feel a real closeness to that eved. But when it comes to Tavi, Tavi was kasher. What does it mean that Tavi was kasher? Tavi was somebody who accepted the mitzvot upon himself. He was very exacting with how to do mitzvot. And he was a Talmid Hacham. He was a scholar, even though, again, he was not a Jew. He was a Kena'ani. But he became so close to the Jewish people and the Jewish religion that he became someone who was so knowledgeable in the laws of Judaism. So Rabban Gamliel felt that he needed to accept Tanhumin for Tavi.